Aaron Adams Jr., Henrietta Burnett, Bobby Lee Oliver. Those were some of the names read at a graduation ceremony Wednesday afternoon at the Kentucky School for the Deaf in Danville. The State Department of Education identified around 75 African Americans who attended the school between 1930 and 1955, but were never awarded their diploma.
We hope to be able to rectify somewhat the wrong that was done to these students. We can't go back and change history, but at least we can try to make up for the wrong that was done to them back in that time period.
Education Department spokeswoman Lisa Gross says, like many other schools at the time, the School for the Deaf had a colored division. Research indicates that some students were given menial jobs at the school instead of receiving an education. For Kentucky Public Radio, I'm Brenna Angel.